Joe Palca. UN investigators Monday condemned the actions of the military commander of Myanmar, along with five generals, for overseeing mass murder and rape of Muslim Rohingya last year with genocidal intent and called for their prosecution. Christopher Sadati is one of those investigators.
We are not removing the presumption of innocence. We are not saying that they individually have been proven to have the necessary intent. But we are saying that given all of the circumstances, all of the inference, all of the facts that we have found, and we have found extensive range of facts, and the tightness of the chain of military command, they should be investigated and prosecuted.
The investigators called on the Security Council to impose an arms embargo. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was welcomed to the White House by President Trump on Monday.
Kenya and the United States have had strong, solid relationships ever since our independence. We are here to renew that partnership. We are here to strengthen it.
Both countries agreed to the construction of a superhighway linking Nairobi with the port of Mombasa. Iranian lawyers Monday asked for the International Court of Justice to order the U.S. to lift sanctions. Tehran insists that they violated the terms of a 1955 bilateral friendship treaty. Mohsen Mohebi is a law advisor to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani.
Mr. President, the case at hand is in fact very simple, because the United States is publicly propagating a policy intended to damage as severely as possible Iran's economy and Iranians' nationals and companies, and therefore inevitably Iranian nationals, of course.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the suit's intended to interfere with the sovereign rights of the U.S. This is VOA News. The United States and Mexico have reached a trade agreement, leaving Canada as the odd man out in efforts to revise or replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, according to President Donald Trump. He also said the revision of NAFTA will be beneficial for both countries.
It wasn't from any standpoint something that most people thought was even doable when we started. If you look at it, you remember at the beginning, many people thought that this was something that just couldn't happen because of all of the different factions, all of the different sides, and the complexity. And we made it much simpler, much better for both countries.
Mr. Trump claims that the new deal will be called the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement, but Congress still has to approve the measure. Japan on Tuesday said North Korea continues to pose a dire threat to its security, despite a recent diplomatic rapprochement between the Koreas and Pyongyang and Washington. Yoshiro Sato is a security expert.
Despite the meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un and the agreement that came out of it in June, the Japanese government does not see any tangible progress in North Korea's denuclearization.
The Japanese Defense Ministry warned in its annual white paper the North's military activities pose the most serious and pressing threat their country has faced. The Russian Foreign Ministry is claiming that the new U.S. sanctions on Russia further complicate opportunities for dialogue between the two countries on a host of outstanding issues. Alexander Proshievarikov is a chief investment officer with Russia's Whitestone Capital.
If we see that the sanctions will lead to a lower ruble, a higher dollar, this will help us because we are exporting a lot of products which are quoted in dollars. So for every barrel of oil sold, we will get more rubles. This will make our economy more stable. We'll have more money to spend on social needs. So this is good for the Russian exporters.
The U.S. administration imposed on Russia new sanctions over the alleged poison attack on ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Hungary's foreign minister Peter Szijjártó said on Tuesday the European Union should disperse a suspended aid package to Moldova, adding that the EU's criticism of the East European country was not warranted. Moldovan foreign minister Tudor Yulianovsky.
We think that we have reached a point of no return in the European integration process. We have more than 69% of the association agreement between the Republic of Moldova and the European Union implemented.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1.